This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Didn't take too long with the decent rotary hammer. It took like 10 minutes maybe of drilling through 2.5 inches of concrete or 3 inches.
Brooke Mowbray is pleased with the work he's done to protect the home he and his mother, Penny Randall Mowbray, share in Gooderham. You see, not that long ago, they tested the home for radon gas and discovered the measurements were literally off the chart. That's when they decided to take action to prevent exposure to the harmful gas by installing a venting system which safely redirects the gas outside the home. And now that the gas is within acceptable levels, both mother and son are breathing a whole lot easier.
It shows that it's using like 10 or 15 times less radon.
Yeah, it was 500, 700, 800, what are they called, becquerels per cubic meter. Now it's 43 average.
And that's what I mean, that's just so significant.
Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that comes from the breakdown of uranium found in rocks and soil. You can't see, smell, or taste radon. When it enters confined spaces like a house, it can build up to high levels and become harmful. All homes likely have some level of radon gas, but testing is the only way to know how much and whether or not you should take action against radon to make your home safer. When radon is inhaled, radioactive particles get trapped in your lungs. This damages lung tissue and over many years can develop into lung cancer. In Canada, radon gas is the second leading cause of lung cancer next to smoking. That's why, for the first time, the newly merged Lakelands Public Health is offering free radon test kits to residents in Haliburton County as part of the evictradon.ca national study to help collect data and build awareness about radon levels in the region. Randall Mowbray says finding high levels of radon in her home was terrifying since her family had been exposed for years. Earlier this year, her husband John died from a series of lung issues, and although his passing wasn't blamed on the dangerous gas, she still carries a lot of guilt and fear for the exposure she and her family have had to radon gas.
And then you feel guilty because we had our son here, we had our granddaughter here, we had our friends here. So I feel sick to think that we may have poisoned them because we did not know. We didn't really understand. I don't know what the health ramifications are going to be for my son. I don't know what they're going to be for our granddaughter. She was here a lot. You know, how much exposure does it take on a lung? When is the worst time? Is the worst time when you're a young lung? Is the worst time when you're a teenage lung? When you're an adult lung? I don't know when that time is.
Canoe FM recently spoke with Sue Shikazi, a health promoter with Lakelands Public Health, to understand the risk of radon gas and the importance of using these free test kits to prevent future health issues.
One of the things that we're quite excited about with this radon test kit study is that it's one of the first initiatives that we're doing as Lakelands Public Health across our whole region, which covers Haliburton County, City of Coorsa Lakes, Northumberland County, the City of Peterborough, and Peterborough County. So Peterborough Public Health last year participated in the Evict Radon National Study. And what that is it's a study being run out of the University of Calgary to try to get a picture of what radon levels are across the country. And the reason that we want to know about radon levels is because long-term exposure to radon can lead to lung cancer. And studies have shown that there's a pretty low level of awareness among Canadians about the health risks of radon. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer in general, second only to tobacco smoke. What that means is if you're also a tobacco smoker and you're exposed to radon, your chances of developing lung cancer are even higher. So radon is formed in the ground. So when there's uranium in the ground, it goes through some chemical processes and transforms into radon gas. And gas, of course, can travel through little fissures and cracks and stuff in the ground and dissipate. And if it dissipates into the outdoors, it's not an issue because it just kind of goes into the air and doesn't really do much. Where it becomes a health concern is when it makes its way indoors. And it does that through basements, because of course your basement is underground, and if there's radon gas in the ground, it can make its way into a dwelling through cracks in the foundation, through any kind of opening. So, you know, if there's underground openings because of water, wastewater, any kind of pipe or anything that comes in through your foundation is potentially a way that radon can enter into the home. Once it gets into the basement, it can kind of work its way through the rest of the house. Typically, when there's radon in a home, levels are going to be higher in the basement, lower the higher up into the house you go. All homes, all dwellings will have some level of radon, but below a certain level, it's not really considered a health concern. And so that's why testing is important, because radon is odorless. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. The only way to know how much radon is in your house is to test for it. And you do that with commercially available test kits that you put in your home for about 3 months, and then you send them off to see what the test kit registers. That is why we're concerned about radon, obviously, from a public health perspective, because it's preventable, right? We're in public health concerned about how do we promote people's health, how do we protect people's health, and how do we prevent people from getting ill. So we want people to be aware what the health risks of radon are and what they can do to take steps to know what their risk is, and if they are being exposed, what to do about it.
Shikazi says libraries in each of Halliburton's 4 municipalities have been given 25 free test kits for the public to pick up and use in their homes. The process is simple and easy.
The kits will be available in each municipality at the public library. So the Dysart branch, the Minden branch, the Stanhope branch, and the Wilberforce branch. So that covers all of our 4 municipalities. In order to get a free test kit, you need to consent to participate in the Evict Radon study. So that's the only way you get a free kit. So when you go to the library, take your cell phone with you. There will be a sign at the desk with a QR code. You scan the QR code with your cell phone, which will take you to a consent form. It's very short. It's a 2-part consent form. You'll click the boxes for part one. Part two is to write down 2 numbers from the test kit. So that's where you will go to the person at the front desk. They'll read off the numbers. You'll put them into the online consent, click submit. And once you get the congratulations, you've successfully registered for the Evict Radon study, you will show that to the person at the library desk. They'll hand over the kit to you, and then all the instructions on what to do with the kit at your home are included in that package. We anticipate that the kits will be out in people's homes fairly quickly. The goal is to get them all out by the end of December.
Meanwhile, back in her home, Randall Mowbray is hopeful that local municipalities will take the results of radon findings seriously and adapt their new building regulations to reflect proper venting in new home construction so that no one else will have to experience what she and her family have been exposed to.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.